vibe and prepare for what you think is a very gloomy scenario.
Well, I'm very bullish on some things, Wasim. Well, let me hold on. I'm extremely optimistic about agriculture. I'm wildly optimistic about farming. Farming is going to be one of the great occupations of the next 20 or 30 years. Mining, energy, there's some wonderful, wonderful parts of the world economy to be in. But as far as the overall economy and stock markets, yes, I'm pessimistic. So mainly I own currencies. I hope I own the right currencies. I own commodities, agriculture. I own a lot of agriculture. I have sold short common stocks around the world. So I'm preparing, and I hope I get it right. If I don't, I'll be unemployed too.
As far as the Eurozone is concerned, what is the immediate impact that people should be worried about at the moment?
The immediate impact should be when people start going bankrupt, because there are going to be some bankruptcies. Mm-hmm. You need to watch what happens in Spain, Portugal. You know the names as well as I do. Belgium, Ireland. You need to start watching when people... Somebody's getting overextended right now, Wasim. I don't know who, but I know that always when you have problems like this, someone is getting overextended. You should watch and try to figure out who, whether it's a country or a bank or a financial institution. And when it starts coming, I hope you're prepared, I hope you're liquid, and I hope you own the right assets.
And do you think it's the end of the single currency project?
Well, yes, as we know it. But I hope it's not the end of the single currency. I mean, if we had sound economies in the single currency, it would be one of the best things in the world. We need something to compete with the U.S. dollar, which is a terribly, terribly flawed currency. The euro would be fabulous. It's got a big economic base, a big population base, not a lot of debt. I mean, as a whole, it doesn't have a lot of debt. So the euro, if it survives, and I hope it does, it will be fabulous for the world. It probably will not survive as we know it, though.
International investor Jim Rogers. Now, don't worry and don't get too despondent by all those warnings. He isn't always right. No investor ever is, even George Soros. Those words of wisdom. Thank you very much, Wasim. Yes, it's